Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. This is Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. Number three, thethirdingredient.com. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, our good friend, one of our heroes, my hero. I'm telling you right now, folks, the hard work that she does on behalf of small businesses, the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org, SBECouncil.org. Karen, you testified before the House Finance Committee recently on access to capital for small businesses, and I want you to tell us about that experience and what you said.
Well, actually, Jim, it's coming up on Wednesday. So
well, I thought you did it last Wednesday.
No, this coming Wednesday, I'll be there for the full...
Okay, what are you going to say?
Well, essentially, we're going to be talking about sort of the current state of the economy. I mean, you know, there's a lot of confidence, small business confidence, consumer confidence. You know, all the indicators are moving in a great direction for small businesses and entrepreneurs. And we're really going to be discussing sort of where we are right now, but also sort of what other reforms need to take place in order for small businesses to take advantage of this growth in the economy. And that all comes down to access to capital in terms of being able to access that capital they need to take advantage of these growth opportunities. So, you know, there was a bill that was signed by the president, a banking reform bill, that lifted some of the onerous rules and red tape off of small communities.
That's a huge, long overdue bill that separates community banks from big banks.
Exactly. So that's really positive, and hopefully that will improve lending, and that will probably take time, you know, some lag time. It will improve lending, and we supported that bill. But now we got to look at the capital markets, and there's so much, you know, outdated, antiquated, you know, things that, you know, issuers and small businesses and people want to access the markets, you know, that get in the way of capital formation and capital access. And the good news is, Jim, there's a lot of bipartisan bills that have already been passed by this committee, passed the House. They sit idle in the Senate, but hopefully we're getting that going. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, well, here are some of the
What are some of the things that are in those bills that are going to break loose?
Well, there's like, you know, there's a really good bill called the HALOS bill, the Helping Angels Lead Our Startups Act. And that is just really simple in what it does. Essentially, it provides certainty and ask the SEC to clarify the rules around pitch events, you know, where entrepreneurs go, you know, to colleges, to government sponsors events, to actually pitch, you know, sort of what they want to do to raise capital, and to make sure that they're not breaking securities laws when they do this. Another one is called Encouraging Public Offerings Act, and another bipartisan bill that allows small business issuers to actually test the waters, to get out there and talk to investors about their ideas to see, you know, if they have potential, if they have traction, you know, both on regulated crowdfunding sites but also off of regulated crowdfunding sites in more traditional settings to make sure that they don't break, you know, securities laws. I could go on and on, but there's all these types of bills that would update thresholds, streamline reporting, and change the culture at the Securities and Exchange Commission so they're not hampering startups and small businesses, you know, to access, again, the capital markets. And it would encourage more people to invest in these small businesses. Mm-hmm. A lot of changes that could be made to equity crowdfunding. I mean, that... We're about a year and a half into that. You have about 1,000 companies that are very active that have raised money through equity crowdfunding. We've learned a lot. We've learned that you can lift that $1 million cap and make it higher to really encourage that form of raising capital. And so I think it hopefully will be a good bipartisan discussion. Well, we'll be discussing the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act as well. And as you know, there'll probably be some partisan fireworks around that.
Well, I'm a partisan. I'm a small business partisan. You know, and you know me. I'm a major detractor of that bill. But I want to talk about that a little bit later on. Let me stick in a little research that will add emphasis to your testimony next week, Karen. I've been tracking for years regular research on the small businesses' attitude toward borrowing money, and for a decade now, small businesses have been saying we don't need no stinking loans, and so consequently, in the last 10 years, that by not borrowing money, they've deleveraged, they've survived. The ones that have survived have improved their balance sheets. That means their cash flow, their capital, internal capital has been able to serve them as they've tried to grow in this recent expansion. But recently, those numbers, the number of companies who are saying we don't need no stinking loans, are dropping. Now, what that's telling me is that the growth, the expansion of this economy is getting to the point where they've used up their own capital and they're going to start looking out for other sources. And what you're going to do next Wednesday is what they're going to need to help them.
Exactly. So that's exactly where we are because, you know, again, the past decade, you're right, a lot of businesses, I mean, there's a lot going on in terms of, you know, not really having momentum in the economy and businesses going back to really looking within what they needed to do to change, to survive, embed technology, you know, across their business. But now that there are these growth opportunities, you've got all this repatriated money coming back. You have corporations doing more business. I mean,
Karen, hold on to that thought. We got to go to a break. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Karen, I'm going to offer her some suggestions on how she could argue for us on the Tax Cut Jobs Act, some of the adjustments that need to be made. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.